Good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This world is not my home. I'm a stranger in this life. I know I don't belong. So I have fixed my eyes
on that heavenly prize. I'm going
there, where the streets are made with gold, where the milk and honey flow. We'll never grow old in a land beyond compare. I'm going there, where the Lamb will be the light. No more pain and no more night. It'll be all right in a place that God's prepared. I'm going there.
When the race is finally run, I will rest at Jesus' feet.
When the Savior says, well done, what a sound that will be.
Won't you come and go with me?
I'm going there, where the streets are made with gold, where the milk and honey flow. We'll never grow old in a land beyond compare. I'm going there, where the Lamb will be the light. No more pain and no more night. It'll be all right in a place that God's prepared. I'm going there. Who's gonna go with me? Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go? Who's gonna go with me? Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go?
Amen.
Who's gonna go with me? Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go?
Oh, yeah.
Who's gonna go with me? Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go?
I'm going
there, where the streets are made with gold, where the milk and honey flow. We'll never grow old in a land beyond compare. I'm going there, where the Lamb will be the light. No more pain and no more night. It'll be alright in a place that God's prepared. I'm going there. Streets are made with gold, where the milk and honey flow. We'll never grow old in a land beyond compare. I'm going there, where the Lamb will be the light. No more pain and no more night. It'll be all right in a place that God's prepared. I'm going there, where the streets are made with gold, where the milk and honey flow. We'll never grow old in a land beyond compare. I'm going there, where the Lamb will be the light. No more pain and no more night. It'll be all right in a place that God's prepared. I'm going there. I'm going there.
Yeah.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an
old church choir singing in my soul.
I got a
sweet salvation and it's beautiful.
I got a
heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No,
there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
When the valley that I wander turn to mountains that I can't climb. Oh, you are with me. You never leave me. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an
old church choir singing in my soul.
I got a
sweet salvation and it's beautiful.
I got a
heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No,
there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet.
When you find that gospel beat,
he is all you'll ever need.
All you'll ever need.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet.
Find that gospel beat,
he is
all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need. Clap your hands and stomp your feet.
Till you find that gospel beat,
he is all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need.
I got an
old church choir singing in my soul.
I got
a sweet salvation and it's beautiful.
I got a
heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No,
there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Amen.
We are so pleased to be here, and it's always good for us to get to know about your ministry and what you're doing. I had some good conversations earlier before we came up, and we also want you to get to know us. We get to travel all over. We get to know people. We get to pray with people, and hopefully we get to uplift people. And like I say, very much a joy for us to be here and to be used in this way. Over here, way on the right over there, singing lead for us, is Michael Looney. He is from the Grand Rapids area. And can you make him feel welcome? We just like to for you to know our names, not because we want to be known, but in case you want to get to know us and you want to share what the Lord is doing in your life, okay? What is Jesus doing in your life? And we want to hear about it. And my last name is Vander Loon, and he's Looney, and we got some other Vanders in here. We think we ought to be called the Looney Tunes sometimes. But my first name is Kurt. I sing the bass part. And kind of original member, been doing this for about 17, 18 years. And right over here is Robert Vander Leest. He's from the Jenison area.
West
Olive now, yeah, you're right. We're practicing Jenison, but yeah, you look at Michigan and it's like over here, okay? And so he sings that first tenor part. Everybody thinks he sings the bass, but no, that's not true. He sings that high part. We're thankful for him, and his heart in ministry has been rock solid alongside me. I just love that, and so is the rest of these guys. And then right here next to me is Jeff Ulysses. Well, it's kind of like, are you listening? Ulysses. And he is also from West Olive, Michigan, and he's been with the group for about 3 years and has had to learn all the music, and now we're pushing them to be able to sing solos and do all of that stuff, and we're thankful for him as well. He keeps me grounded so I can keep track of where we are in the program a lot of times, and keeps me straight on the road where we need to turn and go right and left sometimes, so thankful for that. But that's us, and we want to get to know you. So if there's a prayer request or anything like that later on in the service when we get a chance to talk to us, feel free to come forward and just chat with us. We'd love to hear about that.
He's the God that split the Red Sea and Israel walked on through. He is the God that stoned Goliath with David slinging stone. He's the God who made the big fish when Jonah disobeyed. And he's still God today. He's still God in the fire furnace when I think I've lost it all. He's still
God when I face the Red Sea
and my back's against the wall. He's still
God in the time of trial. I'll have faith and will not fall.
He's still God
He's still God.
He's the God who sent the angels to Peter's prison cell. He is the song of Paul and Silas, the God who cannot fail. He's the Christ who hung on Calvary and overcame the grave. And he's still God today.
He's still God in the fiery furnace. When I think I've lost it all, he's still God when I face the Red Sea and my back's against the wall. He's still God in the time of trial. I'll have faith and will not fall. He's still God. He's still God. So when I have a problem that's bigger than me, I'll just speak the name of Jesus and claim the victory. He's still God in the fiery furnace. When I think I've lost it all, he's still God when I face the Red Sea and my back's against the wall. He's still God in the time of trial. I'll have faith and will not fall. He's still God. He's still God. Yes, he's still God. He's still God.
Amen to that.
Marianne, can you put more track in the monitors, please?
All right. Well, you know, I was talking to somebody this morning, and they said that we're sorry that maybe we don't have as many folks here as you're normally used to singing to. And my response to that is always the same. And that response is, Jesus changed the world and the history of the world forever with 12 men. And it's kind of interesting these days, I guess, with some of the mega churches and some of the stuff that's going on out there, that folks seem to be so hung up on numbers sometimes. But we are thankful to be here. We are thankful that you are here praising the Lord this morning. And we are just thrilled to be here on such, look at this weather outside, it's glorious weather. We drove from Michigan through the snow belt in Michigan, through the snow belt in Ohio, through the snow belt in New York State, and not one drop of snow coming across through there. So that's something to be thankful for right there, right? So amen. And you just never know. Now, I will say we saw plenty of deer coming up around those highways, you know, trying to stay out of the way and trying to dodge those. And
not doing a very good job of it.
Not doing a very good job sometimes. But we're thankful for that, and we're thankful that you're here today. You know, in this day and age especially, you know, there was a time back in the 70s and 80s and even into the 90s that churches had bus ministries. They'd go around, pick up the kids, and bring them in. My father did that for 15 years. He picked up those children. He'd visit them and their parents on Saturdays, and he'd be at the church at 6:30, even during those winter months just outside of Cleveland, to pick up those kids and take them to church. I know times are changed now. You wouldn't dare put your child on a bus with some guy that you didn't know because he knocked on your house on a Saturday morning and asked if he could take your kids to Sunday school. And sadly, those days are gone. But that brings up something that's even more important today. And that is, you can't have someone just pick up your kids and bring them on Sunday morning. You can't have a bus pastor pick them up on Sunday, and if you're a grandparent, and get your child to Sunday school because of the times that we live in. And that's why it's so much more important today, if you're a grandparent or a parent, that we take the time to make sure that our children are in Sunday school programs and the youth programs during the week. And I know that's difficult. I have 10 grandkids, if I'm not counting these three. The oldest one of the bunch here.
No wonder they don't like you.
Well, three of them do. But we've got 10 grandkids, and Kurt's grandpa as well. And it's just so important that we make sure that we get those kids to church on Sunday morning. And that's kind of what this song talks about, is that grandpa that we all strive to be. And I think you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Grandpa wasn't very tall. He stood at 5'5". In my eyes, I believe he was the biggest man alive. He told about a shepherd boy and how he stood his ground. All alone with the cobblestone, he brought that giant down. He said, son, there'll come a time you'll face giants in your life. I believe that when we pray, he will make things right. The day my mama passed away, the proof was in his creed. He knew from where his strength came. He stood tallest on his knees. We prayed,
Lord, please forgive us when our blinded eyes can't see. Let us grow to always know you're strong when we are weak. In every trial and battle, teach us never to concede.
Lord, help us to remember
we stand tallest on our knees.
18 and headed for a distant foreign war, torn between right and wrong and what life had in store. In a handheld circle in the sand, many there came to believe that the mightiest of soldiers stands tallest on their knees. We pray,
Lord, please forgive us when our blinded eyes can't see. Let us grow to always know you're strong when we are weak. In every trial and battle, teach us never to concede.
Lord, help us to remember
we stand tallest on our knees.
As I kneel beside my little boy, it makes my life complete to hear the words my grandpa said, the ones he first taught me.
Lord, please forgive us when our blinded eyes can't see. Let us grow to always know you're strong when we are weak. In every trial and battle, teach us never to concede.
Lord, help us to remember
we stand tallest on our knees.
Lord, help us to remember
we stand tallest on our knees.
As grandparents, we want to make sure that we're praying for our kids and our grandkids. Amen? Today, more than ever, we need to spend time on our knees praying for those kids.
Glad to do this song this morning. Haven't done that yet in a while.
Why should I feel discouraged?
Why should the shadows fall?
Why should my heart be lonesome
and long for heaven and home
when Jesus is my portion? He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow,
and I know he watches. I know he watches. I know he watches me. And so I'm free to,
you know, I'll sing
because I'm happy.
I'll sing
because I'm free.
You know his eye,
his eye
is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Oh well, oh well, oh well, I'll sing
because I'm happy.
I'll sing
because I'm free.
You know his
eye
is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Oh well, oh well, oh well,
I know
I'll sing because I'm happy. You know I'll sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. I know he watches me. Oh well, oh well, oh well,
I know
I'll
sing
because I'm happy.
I know
I'll
sing because I'm happy.
His eyes
are
on the sparrow,
and I know,
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 I know
he watches.
Yes, he watches, oh, he watches, ever watches me.
Yeah. That song, I tell you, my dad used to sing, and he sang gospel for close to 50 years. But when I was struggling in my life with my business and in depression, I remembered the words to that song. And it was a situation in where I had tried things on my own. I had compartmentalized my life. I believed in the Lord, but I had said, this business is mine, okay? I'm gonna work with that business, and I'm gonna try this and try that, and I'm gonna make some money, you know? And that kind of became Lord of my life on that part. I went to church, and I did, you know, I prayed and I did those things, but I compartmentalized. Well, after many things, by not including the Lord in my work, okay, I had run out of answers. I didn't have the answers that I needed because I tried that and it didn't work. And I tried this and it didn't work. And I tried that. And pretty soon I was immobilized by fear. And I remember my wife looked at me and said, "You're losing it. You need to get it together." And I didn't have anything else to do but to back into a corner and say, "Lord, it's your way. I can't do it my way anymore. I'm at the end of my rope. I need your help." And after I did that, honest truth, I felt the pressure come off my back. I was able to sleep again. I was able to eat again. And I was able to start and repush that restart button, okay? And that restart button, through a series of things and through, I believe, what God put into my mind, was able to get out of that hole. And through that music, I said, "I don't want to be involved in things that are not positive. I need something. What would that be? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free." I remembered the words of that song. I said, "Maybe I need to sing, but I don't even know if I can sing." But I was sitting in a pew just like you, and someone said to me, they said, "You got a good voice. You should go to the choir." And through a series of things, look where I am here today. Didn't know I could sing. They said, "Sing lead." I said, "I don't know about lead." My dad sang bass, and he said that was his favorite. He sang baritone. He sang other parts. But I thought, well, he said bass was easy. I said, "Well, maybe I'll just go do that then." And I did. I didn't even know if I could sing bass. But God gives you what you need when you need it. And he knows what you need as individuals, as a church, and we just start with him. Start your day every day in prayer with him, and he will show you the way. Be open to saying no. Be open to say okay. Different is okay. So anyways, that's a little bit about my story, and it has been a blessing, a ride, one that I live for the Lord instead of putting him in a box, okay? So there's many things that can become Lord of your life. It could be drugs. It could be alcohol. There can be paralyzing things that keep you away from who God created you to be. He created you to be this person. And he wants you to become that person. We don't know when he's going to come. Okay? We don't know when we are called to go to heaven. There's a sense of urgency there. And there's a sense that we need to do our best with what he's given us and use our gifts. So when you think of who Lord is to you as a person, not things that have conquered you, fear, depression, drugs, bad relationships. Those are the things that can become the Lord of your life. I want you to think of, and it's usually during a trial period of time, that we finally reach out and say, Lord, I need you. Hear the words of this old hymn. I hope you appreciate it. It means that to me. Maybe. Technical difficulty. First time that's happened. You know, this computer.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Help me stand. I am tired. I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. When my way grows unclear, precious Lord, linger near. When my almost gone, hear my cry. Lord, and lead me home.
Thank you.
In New York Harbor stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky, and all who see her know she stands for liberty for you and me.
I'm so proud to be called an American, to be named with the brave and the free. I will honor our flag and our trust in God and the Statue of Liberty.
On lonely Golgotha stood a cross with my Lord raised to the sky, and all who kneel there live forever as all the saints can testify. Of liberty. It was there that our souls were set free. Unashamed we'll proclaim that a rugged cross is our stand.
Tell you what, why don't we take a breath here for just a second, and let's do an a cappella song. Can we throw one? We'll just throw in. Once in a while, at some of the Southern Gospel quartets and stuff, groups come out and they'll do an a cappella song or two. When I was in college, I went to Liberty University. I actually traveled with Dr. Falwell for 4 or 5 years. The one thing, I learned all kinds of things there. No girl, well, no, that wasn't, no, it was, he said it was meant no girlfriends. No, we were allowed to have girlfriends. And by the way, my wife, Marianne, is on the soundboard back there. So if you hear me say, honey, I just want to make sure that you know that she's my wife, not some sound guy that we we picked up when I called her honey. But the one thing Dr. Falwell taught us back in school, I mean, there was a lot of things, but got to spend time with him. And he could take an offering, okay? The man could take an offering. He'd get up there and, don't make me holler, don't make me shout, turn them pockets inside out. And people would laugh and have a good time with it. So we do, normally we do this song, which almost has nothing to do with taking an offering, but it's right. Still, yeah.
We do it just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it more than anything. So you ready to go? And we don't have our pitch pipe, so he's going to do it with his phone and get us a pitch there. How about that?
Dig, dig, dig a little deeper, wanna dig, dig, dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper in his love. Dig a little deeper in his love. Oh, dig a little deeper in his love. Dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I wanna walk a little more like my Jesus would.
Come on,
talk a little more like a Christian should.
Come on,
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love. Of his love.
Well, I want to
dig a little deeper in his love.
I want to dig a little deeper in his love.
Dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love. Of his love. Well, I want to
walk a little more like my Jesus would.
I want to
talk a little more like I know I should.
I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love. Of his love,
nearer to thee,
nearer to thee.
I wanna be,
I want to be.
Well, I wanna
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love. Of his love,
let my light shine.
Let my light shine
in love divine.
In love divine.
Well, I wanna
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love. Of his love.
Well, I wanna
dig a little deeper in his love.
Dig
a little deeper in his love.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to
walk like my Jesus would.
I want to
talk like I know I should.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Well, I want to
dig a little deeper in his love.
I want to
dig a little deeper in his love.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love. Of his love,
well,
I wanna
walk like my Jesus would.
I wanna
talk like a Christian should.
I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love.
Ba-dum, bum, bum, dig, dig, dig a little deeper, wanna dig,
dig, dig,
dig a little deeper,
I dig,
dig, dig
a little deeper,
I dig a little deeper in the storehouse,
yeah,
I dig a little deeper in the storehouse,
yeah,
I dig a little deeper in the storehouse
of his love,
of his love.
Sorry about that. I had to get a drink. Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit, just ask you a question and say, have we not gone through the strangest year and a half? If you think back a year and a half, crazy how the world seemed so different back then. When we look around now, it seems like things are out of control. We look here, we look there, wherever you look, it seems like things are out of control. And I want you to know and be reminded that things are actually not out of control. We have a God who is in control, and it may not seem like it at times, but he is in control. You know what? He has a place for us. He has a place for us prepared for us to go, and we do not have to worry about what is going on in this world now. We just look to him for our strength, for our support, and that's what we do, and that's why we sing. We sing about this. That's why we sing.
I believe in faithfulness. I believe in giving of myself for someone else. I believe in peace and love. I believe in honesty and trust, but it's not enough. For all that I believe may never change the way it is, unless I believe that Jesus lives. Where there is faith, there is a voice calling, keep walking, you're not alone in this world.
Coming back,
and our hearts begin to fall, and our stability grows weak. But Jesus, He meets our needs.
If only we believe.
Where there is faith, there is a
voice calling, keep walking.
Ago, there was an altar that God chose. Since time began, it was waiting there. And with a heavy load, Jesus struggled up the road. what was the weight? No one else could bear. It was the cross that rose against the darkness. It was the cross. The blood went flowing down. It was the cross that thundered with the promise that sins are lost and the lost are found. It was the cross. It was an awful place, and yet because I've known His grace, my heart is drawn to that sacrifice. So if you ask me now what drove away my fear and doubt, and where I found the love that changed my life, it was the cross that rose against the darkness. It was the cross. The blood went flowing down. It was the cross that thundered with the promise. Sins are lost and the lost are found. It was the cross that shook when it was finished, and it became so beautiful to us. For what cried out the message of salvation? It was the cross. It was the cross that shook when it was finished, and it became so beautiful to us. For what cried out the message of salvation? It was the cross.
We have enjoyed being here this morning, seeing all those smiles on those faces. We always sing a little bit better when you smile or let us know that you're out there than we do when we can't see or hear anything, right? Back when I was a kid, if I was to ask you, grandparents, parents, the number one song that maybe they taught them in Sunday school, or possibly you, I'm sure, taught your grandkids to sing church-related music-wise, what would that be? What, anybody? Jesus Loves Me. All right. Amen. We're going to get to the end of this. When we do, we want to have you stand and sing with us. You don't have to stand yet, but we'll get there shortly. Jesus loves me, this I know. To Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. You know the words, just sing with us.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Listen now.
Oh, my Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gates are open wide. He has bought all my sins away. Jesus loves me. Yes, he loves me. And yes, Jesus loves me.
Oh,
yes, Jesus loves me.
You want to close? You want me to close in prayer? Is that okay? All right. Bow your heads with us. It's been a pleasure and a joy being here with you today. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity that you've given us to meet as a congregation and to fellowship with one another and to hear these songs and the message contained within each one. Lord, if there be any among us today that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, we pray, Lord, that this would be the day of their salvation and that they would come forward this morning and kneel here at the altar and pray with us to ask Jesus Christ into their heart and life, which is why we do this, Lord, to begin with. And also, Lord, if there be folks here today that are having other issues, whether it's a lost job or problems at work, if they're having family issues, addiction issues, whatever those are, Lord, you know of what those issues and problems may be. Lord, we pray that something that we sang here today might have spoke directly to that situation in that life. And if we can talk or kneel here at the altar with someone who is in need right now or has a loved one that they care deeply about in need, Lord, we pray that you would have them come to the front and talk to us this morning. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the sacrifice that he was for us. We thank you for this glorious day outside. And for each of these individuals here, Lord, as they work each and every week to keep this church and this congregation moving forward. We pray these things in your name and for your sake. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you, folks. Amen. You're dismissed.